Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Carolina Martinez is joining us on the phone here. And Carolina, you've set up a virtual tip jar to try to help out people who, like yourself, not getting any work during this coronavirus pandemic. How did this idea come about, and what exactly is this virtual tip jar?
So the idea came about, the virtual tip jar has always been there. Somebody created it at the beginning of when all the layoffs started. So it was kind of like set for bigger cities like LA and New York City. Someone had posted it on this Facebook group that I'm in. It's called Buffalo Hospitality. And since I didn't find Buffalo, I reached out to be a moderator. So there's two moderators right now. It's myself and her name is Sydney.
So how does it exactly work? You know, I see the link. We're going to be putting it in our web story. What does somebody do when they click that link?
So basically, it encourages you to kind of give a gift to service professionals. Not necessarily bartenders, but also servers, people in the back of house, baristas, barbers. You log on whenever you're having a drink, and it will randomly choose someone that's signed up to receive a tip, and then it will direct you into Venmo so that you can give whatever you're comfortable giving as kind of like a generosity in these times.
So it's a Friday night, you know, we're about to go into the weekend here. Let's say after my shift here today, I decide, all right, I'm going to grab one of my 12 ounces and I open up this link. It would just randomly come up with a name. And the idea is, hey, you have a beer and also you can help out somebody who has lost their job during this pandemic.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people, it'll come randomly. So, you know, you'll be kind of, I don't know, maybe watching TV or something and you get a notification and it says, you know, someone tipped you this amount of money. And it creates just kind of like this sense of warmth and feeling that even though you don't have a job, you're still in this community and this community cares about you. I mean, I guess this is why, you know, you call Buffalo the city of neighbors, of good neighbors.
How difficult of a time has it been for you? Before we started this interview, you had told me that you work as a bartender at 3 different places. This has got to be just a trying time for you and also those that you work with.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It definitely gives you this sense of uneasiness, not knowing what's going to happen, how long this is going for. You know, are you able to continue to subsidize, you know, your basic needs in, you know, in this time? And also, you know, a lot of us work for small business owners and we worry about them as well. You know, when this is all over, we want to go back to our jobs because they're kind of like our second homes. And, you know, there's also that uncertainty that you don't know if that's going to happen again because you don't know if they're going to be able to open their doors.
We will have a link to the ways that people can tip people in the Buffalo service industry in our web story. But is there another way that you'd recommend people being able to get in touch to find the link if they don't think, hey, WBEN necessarily, where can people find this link to try to help out?
We've started collaborating with Visit Niagara. So you can go to Visit Niagara and they do have the link as well. They've been doing a lot of media outreaches as well. There's a few Instagrams. There's also a Facebook group, too, where people can, you know, search for it, and the link will be there.
Okay, that's visitbuffaloniagara.com you mentioned?
Yeah, it's Visit Buffalo Niagara.
Okay, awesome. Hey, Carolina, anything else that you wanted people to know about what you're going through right now and just why it's important for people to try to help out the service industry?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, the service industry thrives on being hospitable and being there for people. So, you know, in these times when we don't have that to do, it's kind of nice knowing, you know, that the people that we serve and we give our all are there, you know, to help us when we can't do that currently.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.